and the trials they would all go through. He decided to create a small part of himself. I like that. A small part of himself. In a package so humble and true, the angels all gathered to help as they could, adding love, humility, and grace. All the qualities needed to live this life and to help others run the race. When God beheld his finished work, he rejoiced with a smile, for he knew that this was good. And so with a prayer and a whole lot of love, the Lord gave us motherhood. There are many different kinds of mothers today. No two are ever the same. They do more for us than anyone could, never asking or receiving fame. The love of a mother is priceless and true. When needed, she's always there. She's never too busy to lend a hand or to fall on her knees in prayer. It's hard for us when mom says goodbye and goes home to be with the Lord. Yet we'll see her again when our time comes if we've lived according to his word. So on this day that's just for mom, I think what we all should do is tell each mother here, not just ours, I thank God for each of you. Amen. Stand and turn around and shake hands with some mother. Amen. And tell them you appreciate them. Thank God for each of you. If I could hear my mother pray again, if I could hear her tender voice as then, so glad I'd be. It would mean so much to me if I could hear my mother pray again. If I could hear my mother pray again, if I could hear her tender voices then, so glad I would be. It would mean so much to me if I could hear my mother pray again. Well, let's praise God for his goodness and his mercy to us. Amen, amen. Maybe Sister Peggy would come and sing for us this morning. Amen. And we will especially try to help one of our mothers, had some hospital bills lately.
My life is like a vapor. It's here one moment, then it's gone. When I die, may the world still hear your song. May it ever ring loud and clear for this whole wide world to hear. May I make a mark on this world, Lord, for you. I just want to make a mark, and I just want to touch someone's heart in this world, Lord Jesus, for you. This world, Lord, for you. But while I am still living, may I never stop giving you to one.
Just a little bit. There's a verse not very often mentioned in Luke chapter 8, beginning with verse 1. Amen. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. Now there was somebody else with him. Amen. And certain women, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered, amen, unto him of their substance. Marginal reading here in this Bible I'm using, this I can't remember even what kind of Bible it is. Amen. Manufactured, printed in Nashville, Tennessee, anyway. Amen. Served him with their goods. Amen. Served him with their goods. Amen. Ministered unto him of their substance. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. John 19:26. Jesus therefore saw his mother and disciples stand by, whom he loved, and saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. He saith to his disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. Took her into his own home. It fits. May not look like it now, but it fits. Amen. Acts chapter 1. Amen. Verse 13 says, 12 says, then returned they to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter, James, and John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Amen. One more, way back in the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 16 and verse 20. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. I'd like to talk for a little bit about the influence of mothers in the camp of the saints.
Praise God.
The influence of mothers in the camp of the saints. Woo, glory to God. Amen. I mean, right here in the book of Exodus, praise God, we've got singing because Miriam took her tambourine along. I mean, with all the packing and everything they did to get ready to leave Egypt, she didn't forget her tambourine. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad somebody cares enough to learn how to play a piano? We're blessed at the Highway of Holiness with folks that can play the piano and sing. Amen. And glory to God, I appreciate the mothers in Zion. It started out when there's little girls learning how to play something. Hey, if you want to do something for God, stay with that music. Praise God. I just kind of wonder sometimes, though, why they don't have a brass band at the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness Church. I know there's bound to be somebody in all these young people that's learned to play a trumpet or a saxophone or a French horn or something. Amen. And I don't know, after 20 years, we ought to have sprouted a brass band. I guess it's because the pastor, amen, plays a guitar instead. Amen. And Rochelle, she didn't want to play the piano. She wanted to play a guitar. Amen. That's my granddaughter, in case my youngest granddaughter, she'll play a guitar. Maybe something else will grow on her. But aren't we indebted to many a good woman who brought her music and spent her time and stayed with the notes and practiced until she had something to offer in the worship of the Lord. I thank God for the men too. They got some good ones. Praise God for them. Amen. But some way, somehow, we just, amen, are indebted to the Miriams in our midst. If you can only play a tambourine, get it out and help us worship God. Miriam, the Bible said, was a prophetess. I mean, she preached a little bit. Who'd she preach to? There's a big congregation of women out there. I guarantee you there's more women than there was men, praise God. Amen. They needed a prophet too, praise God. The Bible said Miriam was a prophetess, and when that spirit came on her, she began to sing and worship God. Amen. And the Bible said she was a prophetess. Amen. You won't be able to tell the difference in prophesying and preaching. Amen. Don't you pull that old stuff on me. Praise God. A preacher's got to speak for God. Amen. And he preaches and prophesies at the same time. Amen. And you won't be able to tell the difference between the two. Praise God. Because when a preacher preaches, he prophesies. And when a prophet prophesies, he preaches. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And then there's the unsung ministry in Luke 8, 1 through 3. Amen. The disciples not only went with Jesus. Amen. No, there were some other folks that followed them. Did you ever think what a job it was to cook for a bunch like that? Jesus probably had, amen, 50 or 60 people following him. Amen. Did you ever? One writer said this is the only mention of how Jesus and his disciples were supported in their ministry throughout the land of Palestine, Galilee in particular. Praise God. Listen to what it said. Certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, and Joanna the wife of Chusa and Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others. Listen to that. Many others. There was a bunch of mothers, praise God. Wherever they camped, they began to stir up a fire and mix some bread, amen, and get ready for dinner because they wanted to minister to the Lord. You know, when Jesus went home with Peter and his mother-in-law was sick, amen, and he didn't have nobody to fix supper for him. Amen. And so Jesus, he healed Peter's wife's mother, and the Bible said she arose and ministered unto them. I mean, bless God, when Jesus healed Peter's wife's mother, she didn't take off to the Smoky Mountains. She stayed with the camp meeting. Hallelujah. When Jesus healed Peter's wife's mother, amen, she didn't take off to another family reunion in Kentucky. Amen. She stayed with the camp meeting and ministered unto them. Yes. Glory to God. Woo, glory to God. A lady came to be prayed for by a prominent deliverance evangelist years ago. Amen. And I used to go to their meetings. Amen. And he told about it in his preaching and said, what are you going to do if God heals your legs? And she said, I haven't been to a dance in years. And said, if God heals me, I'd like to go to a dance. He said, your legs good enough. What you going to do with them? Go on. Amen. Oh, glory to God. I tell you what, we'd have a lot better chance of getting healed if we'd done the right thing with our healing after we got it. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Well, I better not get on that. Praise God. Amen. The unsung ministry of the women, the Bible said, told the names of some of them. Amen. That had the means, that had the riches, that had the money. Amen. That they actually, glory to God, furnished the food for the evangelistic party. The Bible said it. He said they ministered to him of their substance. They had it, and they gave it. They not only had it and gave it, they prepared it. Amen, and served. What a blessing our women have been. There's a bunch of them here today, and I'd forget somebody if I started telling names, but what a blessing, amen, our women have been to these camp meetings. Man, just fixing the best stuff, good meals, praise God, and feeding a multitude, amen. I'm talking about the influence of mothers in the camp of the saints, amen. What a blessing they have been, amen. Mary was right there at the cross when Jesus died. And because she had followed him all the way to Calvary, and John was there too, he had fled with the others but came back. He's the only one that was at Calvary. Amen. There's that young preacher. Amen. One of those sons of thunder, if you please. Amen. He's down there with the women. Amen. And he's paying his last respects to the body of Christ, hanging on Calvary's cross. And with Jesus' last words, he opened his mouth and the birds stopped singing. He opened his mouth and everybody stopped whispering. He opened his mouth and everybody stopped mumbling. What would he say? He's about to speak. And he looks down from the cross. Amen. And says, woman, to his mother. Behold thy son. It wasn't hard for her to tell which one he meant. He was the only one that was there. Amen. Woman, behold thy son. Praise God. Son, wasn't hard for John to tell who he meant. He's the only one that was left. Amen. Son, behold thy mother. Amen. It was the end of a climactic episode. You see, Mary didn't go to Jerusalem to see her son die. She went to Jerusalem to camp with the rest of the saints on Passover. It was a command for all of the people of God, all of the children of Israel, to go back to Jerusalem 3 times a year. Passover, Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Amen. Passover was the beginning of the spiritual year for the Jews. Still is. Amen. The beginning of the year for the Jews. They came together from all parts of the world. Amen. You remember at Pentecost, they were there from 17 different nations. Amen. They came, women and men and children, amen, boys to have their bar mitzvah, to celebrate their 12th birthday, amen. And the women came to celebrate with them. Remember when Jesus came, amen, with them to the feast, and they lost him? And he went back seeking him, and they found him after 3 days. Amen. Mary was there too. She had been there many times. She didn't live at Jerusalem. Amen. She lived at Nazareth. And you know the way they got there? Either by donkey back or on foot. Amen. They had to walk. Praise God. And they had come to Jerusalem for the feast. They'd come to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover, the beginning of the year, the Jewish New Year. What a great day it was going to be. What a great day they hoped it would be. Jesus had been preaching, healing the sick, casting out devils. And Mary now, amen, was in the entourage. There was time she hadn't been, but now she was. Amen. And she was last at the cross when they crucified the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You remember when Jesus was going up Golgotha's hill, when he was going up the Via Dolorosa, if there is such a thing. Amen. And he fell under his cross. Remember that long, toilsome, wearisome journey. Amen. As Jesus took that trip, and the Bible said, amen, that the women of Jerusalem followed him weeping. And Jesus said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but for yourself. Amen. But at least they influenced Mike Barker. They influenced the day with their tears and with their mourning and with their weeping. Mary was there at the cross, and because she was, amen, John from that hour took her into his house. Amen. Now, John didn't live at Jerusalem either. Amen. His house was over at Capernaum in Galilee. Amen. That was his home. But they made those trips for those feasts. All Israel did. Amen. And so there was such a crowd, and all the hotels and all the motels and everything was full most of the time. And so they pitched tents on little lots that sometimes they rented or bought. Amen. And camped in those tents. And sometimes they rented places from other folks and just kept them. Amen. Like a rented house. Amen. down in the mountains someplace. Amen. Like a cabin at the campground, huh? Amen. John had a place to live right in Jerusalem. Now, some of that would change. A lot of them had houses and lots in Jerusalem. But you'll read a little bit further on, last chapter, the second chapter of Acts, amen, that they parted their lots and sold their possessions and brought the price thereof and laid them at the apostles' feet. But Mary, amen, didn't have no place to stay in Jerusalem. And she didn't have no place to stay in Nazareth for anybody to take care of her now. Amen. And so Jesus commended her to the care of the beloved Apostle John. Amen. Woman, behold thy son. And son, behold thy mother. She'd made that long trip back to Galilee, amen, along with the rest of the disciples. And now, on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, amen, she'd made that long walk back. All of them had. Amen. Did you catch it? Did you get it? Amen. In Acts chapter 1. Praise God, they were all there. They did just what Jesus told them to do. Amen. Said, but Peter, James, and where abode Peter, James, and John, and Andrew, and Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And brother, she was there on the day of Pentecost, if you please. Amen. And let's take hats off this morning to the women of Pentecost. Yes. Praise God. They were there praying. They set the example of prayer for those that would follow after in years to come. Praise God. They set the example in prayer. They set the example in sacrifice. They set the example in deprivation. They set the example by leaving their home and going and continuing and keeping the camp going. Amen. They set the example all the way through. Praise God. They stayed for Pentecost and they stayed with Pentecost. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. They could have stayed back home in Galilee. But Jesus said, go to Jerusalem. We could stay home today like millions have. But Jesus said, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but rather exhort one another, and much the more as you see the day approaching. How many feel like you can kind of see the day approaching, huh? Amen. Bible said as you see the day approaching, we ought to do it much more. Praise God. They're back at Jerusalem now, and when they're all with one accord in one place, and the day of Pentecost is fully come, amen, and tongues of fire sets upon each of them, you can count on it. Amen. Mary was there. Those women were there. The Bible said with the women. Amen. And according to Joel, he said, I'll pour out my spirit upon my servants and my handmaidens, and they shall prophesy. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Amen. Your sons are going to prophesy, and your daughters are going to prophesy. Praise God. Amen. Paul had a lot of women that helped him in the gospel. Praise God. And in one place he said, help those women that have labored with me in the gospel. Amen. There's a certain type of mother that deserves your special help, and that's those that labor especially about the things of God and in the gospel and in the camp of the saints. Amen. You see, it's God's will for us to get together. It's God's will for us to get together often. It's God's will for us not to only get together inside these four walls. It's God's will for us to get together with the saints from other parts of the country in the camp of the saints. And you know, if the devil can, he'll divide our strength by keeping us from fellowshipping. Yes. By keeping us at home. Yes. Instead of in the camp of the saints.
You know where the devil's going to attack in Revelation chapter 20. Amen. When he's turned loose after a short time. Amen. After he's been bound for 1,000 years. You know what he's going to surround and try to destroy? Amen. You guessed it. The book of Revelation says the camp of the saints. They'd got together again. They were celebrating something. Amen. They were glorifying God. And we will have these memorials down through the ceaseless ages of eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. And the devil, if he can, he'll drive a wedge between us and keep us from fellowshipping with the rest of the children of God. Amen. Well, I tell you what, when he surrounded the camp of the saints, he didn't dispatch them. He didn't divide them. And he didn't accomplish what he tried to do. But instead, the Bible said, fire fell from heaven. Amen. And consumed him and all his armies. Hallelujah. All glory to God. Come on, mothers in Israel. We need you. Come on, fathers in Zion. We need you. Come on, young folks. Come on, you that have got your talent and your ability to do something for God. We need you. Hallelujah. The camp of the saints need you. It's a devil's business to tear us apart if he can. But don't let him. Amen. And mothers, you can be an example to these young ones that's coming up of a life of total fidelity, faith and faithfulness, amen, in the grand and glorious service to God. Hats off to the mothers this morning and their influence in the camp of the saints. Stand with me this morning as they sing. We invite you to an altar of prayer. Father, challenge our hearts today. Amen. May we, Lord.